Good morning and welcome to this Sunday morning service at Rickmansworth Baptist Church. I'm stood here in a cold church whilst you're nice and warm at home. The good news is that not only are you nice and warm, but you are able to attend a service without wearing a mask, which is the first time you will have done that for some time. And you will be able to sing hymns with me. The words for the hymns we'll be singing today are in the description underneath this video. It's lovely to have you with us, and I pray that this will be a lovely time of fellowship together, even remotely, and that it will be a time when we can come together and worship the Lord. It's also Remembrance Sunday, and so we'll take time to remember those who have lost their lives in wars all over the world in our prayers. And at the end of the service, I invite you just to pause and take a couple of minutes to reflect and remember. Let's open our service in prayer, shall we? Our loving Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing that it is to be able to meet together, even though it is a remote meeting at this time. Nevertheless, Lord, you receive our praise. We thank you, Lord, for your words from Scripture, some of which we will hear today. We thank you, Lord, that you communicate to us through those words. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Prince of Peace. And in this world that's chaotic and often so violent and disruptive, we thank you, Lord, that you are the way of peace. So we do remember, Lord, at this time, the wars that have ravaged this land, that have ravaged the planet on which we live. And we long for the day, Lord, when there'll be everlasting peace, when your kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven. And so we lift this time to you now, remembering not only what has been and those that have lost their lives, but remembering you as our eternal Heavenly Father, in whom there is everlasting life. These things we lift to you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we shall lift our voices to the Lord now. We go straight into singing. There's no introduction to this song. We are Christian soldiers following the way of peace, and we go armed with the gospel that the world might know the truth. I'll sing along with you. You follow the words in the description underneath your video. Onward, Christian soldiers. come now to our reading from Scripture. And I'll be reading to you today from the first six verses of Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon we sat down. There we wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows nearby we hung up our harps. Those who captured us told us to sing. They told us to entertain them. Sing us a song about Zion. How can we sing a song to the Lord in a foreign land? May I never be able to play the harp again if I forget you, Jerusalem. May I never be able to sing again if I do not remember you, if I do not think of you as my greatest joy. Well, Psalm 137 speaks of the people of Israel as they had been exiled from their land. It's a difficult image for us to conjure up, isn't it? What it must feel like to be exiled from a land that had been home for you, a land that had been so dear, and no less a land that had been promised to you by God. We ourselves have sat at home whilst we're listening and joining in this service, because we at least have been told there are certain places that we can't go for a period of time. You can't go to the shops on the high street unless they're deemed to be essential. There are other places that you might have visited with friends and family where you're told you can't go. You can't go to a pub to have a pint at the moment. You can't come to this building on a Sunday morning, for example, either, to lift up your praise and worship to the Lord. What a difficult thing that is. And it shouldn't be underplayed how difficult a time this will be for all of us, but for some people in particular, it will be even more difficult. The places you go, the people you see outside of your own home might be the interaction that you have and you need to get on. Coming to this place on a Sunday morning, a church building gathered with the church, might be something that has been the centerpiece of your week. And what a wonderful thing if that has been the case for you. We're not here at the moment. We are in exile, if you like. But at least we can comfort ourselves by knowing that this exile for us is a time-limited thing. Hopefully, it'll be the month of November and we'll be back at the start of December. But just imagine for the people of Israel as they were exiled, captive from Jerusalem, leaving behind that wonderful temple where they worshipped God, experiencing his presence. Perhaps some of them had taken that for granted. Perhaps it had been something that they just become accustomed to and they didn't realise how blessed they were. For us, perhaps we've taken some things for granted. Perhaps knowing that we can come along on Sunday mornings has been something that we've not done with the enthusiasm that it deserves. Well, this is a time then for us, as it was for the people of Israel at that time when they went into their exile, for us to think about our Lord, to consider his ways more, to know him better. Because for the people of Israel, they had to do all that, not knowing if they would ever make it back to Jerusalem, knowing that their temple wouldn't be there if they did make it back. It was knocked down. This building will be here when you return, all being well. But it's wonderful to know as well that when the people of Israel left, and as they went away and lived in foreign lands, that actually what happened was a refinement of their faith and their relationship with God. They might not have felt like singing in these foreign lands, but they certainly were more attached to their God, more reliant on their God than they were before they left. In actual fact, whilst they were away from Jerusalem, whilst they were away from the temple, much of the Old Testament was put together as we know it today. It brought a focus to their faith, a focus to their relationship with the Lord. For us, we must focus as well. What a gift the Bible is, for example. Often we might be so busy with different things that we don't take time to read and study it. Lockdown 2 gives you the opportunity. Open your Bible, get to know the Lord. And actually, the Bible is the vehicle through which God has chosen to reveal himself to us. He reveals himself in other ways, but through his Holy Spirit, as we read the Bible, we can really get to know God. And that's a wonderful gift. You know, in society today, there's so many different versions of truth, so many different voices out there. And actually, some of these are taken in through our ears, into our mind, and can affect our hearts more than we allow scripture to, because other things invade us whilst scripture evades us. Open your Bibles. Don't conform to the truths that society tell you. Seek out the real truth as it is in scripture. God reveals himself in scripture through its creation, through history, through the words of the prophets, and most importantly, through Jesus. If God reveals himself through those things, understand him through those things. This is the inspired word of God that is before us. The Holy Spirit superintended the scriptures and the people who wrote them. His message comes through various biblical authors in various biblical contexts at different times, and yet he is the same God, and we get to learn about him through those lives of those people and those experiences that they have. I encourage you as well, when you open scripture, not just to read aimlessly as an academic might do, picking holes, looking for places where perhaps you can say, this isn't relevant to me, or that can't be right. Read it as the truth given by God, asking yourselves, what is the context of the passage I'm reading? What does this passage reveal to me about God? What is the intention behind the passage? And how does the passage apply to me? Invite the Holy Spirit into you as you read these words in scripture and ask these questions, and answers will be revealed to you. Some might say that scientifically this book is not accurate. I would argue that you shouldn't read it like a science textbook. If it doesn't appear to be scientifically accurate, well, it's because of the way you're reading it. It's because of the questions you are asking. There is no conflict between science and scripture. People try to disprove the scripture as well by looking at history, by looking at archaeology as evidence. Actually, archaeology shows that what we found is that often the truth of what is in scripture, the historical events that happen, can be shown in the artifacts that are found. It is our lack of understanding about history, it is our lack of excavating the archaeology that holds us back from being able to see all of the evidence. We shouldn't weigh the truth of scripture based on scientific facts or the absence of them, or archaeological evidence or the absence of them. This is the truth of scripture because it is the truth of the scripture. We need no other reason. We need no other proof. We see the truth of Jesus Christ. We see that he believed the scriptures. And we see in the scriptures that have come from Jesus' earthly life the truth that he preached at his time. If you believe in Jesus, you should believe in the scriptures, and you should believe what he teaches. So I challenge you this week, draw closer to God as you are in exile. Pray as you read and before you read the scriptures for the Spirit's guidance. Memorize Bible passages so that if you're in a position, God forbid, like Paul or Peter when they were persecuted and without access to anything, in chains, that still the words can give you peace and give you strength. And ask and investigate questions that you have. Share the journey with other Christians. Share the experience of the Bible with doubters and believers, and may it build you to have faith in the Lord. Well, we're going to sing our next hymn now, and again, you can follow the words that are in the description below this video. We're going to sing together now, Be Thou My Vision.
Spirit. Amen. Have a blessed day.